This is Awesome Etiquette from the APM Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
What is the most sensitive, polite way to tell an acquaintance that his body odor is an issue? Context: every year, friends host a large, multi-day gathering at their home. Most guests sleep over 3 or 4 nights, and we all socialize and play board and card games from dawn to dusk. It is fairly close quarters, and having to avoid him or vacate a room he enters has been a problem the past 2 years.
Whoa!
I realize there is a possibility he has no control over it, but this is really having an impact on the gathering, and I want to address it somehow. Thanks for your thoughts.
Ouch! Man, it
two
is...
2 years.
Well, and it's really hard. When it gets to the point where people vacate the room to avoid him, that's some pretty smelly BO.
Yep.
Going on. It's like one thing when you're in close proximity and you hug someone and you can smell it, but when you stand next to them, you don't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's that strong, wow. I think that you deal with this the way you would want someone to deal with it with you. So think about how you would want someone to approach you if you were the smelly person. Do you know about it? Do you not know about it? You have to find out.
Yep.
So you say, I know I'd want someone to talk to me if the situation were reversed. Or I know I'd want someone to ask me. Mm. I just wanted to know if you were aware that body odor has become strong. And that's one way to get him. He might say, you know, I'm on a medication and that's a side effect.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do anything about it, unfortunately. Or, gosh, it's so embarrassing. I'm aware of it. Something has changed, you know, in my body and it's really become a problem. Or he might say, I had no idea. Is this why people aren't hugging me? No.
Yeah.
Or they might be offended and they might say, you know, that's really none of your business. And you could get any of these reactions, but this is the best way to approach this by saying, I would want someone to tell me or to talk to me about it if the situation was reversed. It's not your job to come to this conversation with body spray and deodorant in hand. You know, this person is an adult. They know how to fix this. I wouldn't go so far as to say, well, people are leaving the room when you enter. I think those are the kinds of things
that
it starts to get hurtful. Use your personality, I think, but be very aware of the person you're talking to.
The other thing, in terms of that awareness, I really like how you've got these three possible responses that you're aware you might get.
Oh, gosh.
And sort of having a little bit of a preparation for it. This person might be really offended. Like that's a real possibility. They might say, I had no idea, and ask for suggestions.
I feel like they're going to know those, or if
they... I think they are, too.
I think if they ask for, what do you think I could do? Because I've tried a different shower. I shower 3 times a day, or I do this, or I do that. And that's when I say, you got to talk to your doctor about it. Because if it is something different that your body's started doing...
And that's the whole, I have no idea, thank you for telling me. The other possibility is, I had no idea, I'm going to get on that.
Yeah.
And that was me. Someone had this discussion with me at one point, and it was after I'd started dancing more.
Really?
So I was spending more time in a studio before I went to work. And someone handled this very, very well and had this discussion with me. I think about it to this day.
You're so good about that kind of stuff, though. Like, you are so good about taking personal quote-unquote criticism. And I just wonder how this happens when it's someone who isn't.
Yeah. No, if that person's really offended, I think you have to be prepared to back away.
I'm so sorry. I really didn't mean to put you in an awkward situation. I sincerely, my intention was to help. And clearly I didn't. And I apologize for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just walk away and let it be.
Yep.
Oh,
it's a tough
poor
one.
Guy.
It's a
I
tough
feel
one,
bad for
but
him.
But it's a great one.
I feel bad for him.
And not uncommon, so take heart. You're not the only person who's had to face this on either side of this question.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by APM Podcasts.